Hello, friends. Welcome to Quiet on Purpose. I'm Heather Lawrence, and you're listening to episode number 79. This podcast is all about learning to sit quietly in the presence of God and our own soul. We're here to gently pursue the practice of listening to God, to what He might want to reveal to us about our souls, and the invitation He might be extending to us in light of what we see. We want to lean in, listen closely, and then respond to Him, knowing that the one who loves us will also take gentle care of us as we trust and follow Him. My hope is that these few minutes together today might be a sweet time of pause in our often hurried and noisy lives. Today's scripture is Psalm 27, verse 13. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. This is the word of the Lord. It is absolutely true and given to us in love. Thanks be to God. Recently, I was speaking with a friend who shared that they had not ever had a personal experience of God's love for them. This immediately stirred my heart and brought up my own memories of when, if I'd been able to speak honestly about my own heart, I would have had to admit the same thing. So I immediately admired them for having said it out loud. But what caught me off guard was their prayer request in the midst of that deeply vulnerable moment. I said, "I'm going to be praying that you will have a tangible experience of God's love for you." But their response was, "I'm not sure that's the point. I'd rather have you pray that I will believe in God's goodness anyway." Friends, I have to admit that I've been ruminating over that conversation for days. If you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know that I'm pretty passionate about each of us having a personal experience of God's love. I'm pretty sure I've said it was pivotal in my own spiritual journey, and I have at least alluded to the idea that I think it's critical for each of us. But here was someone who was challenging that notion. Here was someone who, despite having never personally experienced a feeling that they would identify as God's love for them, was choosing to believe and asking for prayer not for a change of circumstances, but that God might help them in their unbelief. Of course, I know that we all experience life differently. I'm a total personality test junkie. In my psychology classes in college, my favorite days were the ones when we got to administer different kinds of tests to people and then analyze them. I love that stuff. So it doesn't surprise me that we each encounter God differently as well. But I guess what I've had to grapple with is the fact that it's possible to have a growing faith in God even without a personal, emotional experience of His presence in one's life. I know this individual well enough to see the fruit of a genuine practice of faith in their life. I see them encountering difficult questions about God, like this one, and choosing to believe in the goodness of God as revealed in the Bible, even when there are no tidy bows to finish off every question. So, as I began to pray for them along the lines of their request, two clarifying things came to mind. One was today's scripture. Not every translation includes, "I would have despaired unless." So I like the translation I've used for today because I think it captures the desperation of the circumstances and points to that season of no tangible experience of God's love in the psalmist's life, just like my friend was speaking of. Listen to it again. I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Clearly, circumstances were not looking good, to the point of despair. But for the psalmist, as for my friend, belief in the goodness of the Lord sustained him. This belief I speak of is not an irrational belief that goes against all the evidence. Rather, it is a rational belief, taking into account the evidence. And in spite of personal emotional experiences, or the lack thereof, is able to stay the course. In Soul Keeping, Caring for the Most Important Part of You, John Ortberg reminds us that it is possible to worship a spiritual experience with God rather than to worship God. Did you hear that? It is possible to worship a spiritual experience with God rather than to worship God. My friend seems to have skipped right past the spiritual experience with God to the heart of worship, a longing to know God for who He truly is, rather than relying on emotional experiences, which can be misleading. These are deep waters, my friends. This, I believe, is where faith truly begins. I would also suggest that our verse today points to a final component we need to consider. To see the goodness of the Lord, one must be watching for it. Though we might not have an intensely personal, emotionally exhilarating experience of God's love for us, we might still easily see the goodness of God all around. In a beautiful sunset, in the smile of a baby, in a good cup of coffee, in the kindness of a friend or a stranger, the list goes on. Too often, I take simple things like this for granted, but they are, I would argue, clear evidence of the goodness of God and of His love and kindness for me personally. Gifts of grace that allow me to trust Him even when some of the more obvious circumstances of my life feel desperately out of control and the end is uncertain. Perhaps you are listening today and you are doubting God's goodness. Perhaps you've never had what you would call a personal experience of God's love for you. Maybe you want to believe, but you just don't have an emotional connection to this God like other people speak of, and you wonder how you're supposed to get that. My prayer is that you will not despair, but that you will believe that you will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, and that you will seek to push past the longing for emotional and spiritual experiences to know the God who reveals Himself to us in His Word and in the world around us. Before we begin our time of purposeful quiet today, take a moment. Get your body comfortable. It may help to close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And whether you can feel it or not, become aware that God's loving presence is with you right now. This is my prayer today for you and for me. Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, savior of the world, I ask that you would grant each one of us the grace to believe in your goodness today, to long to know you as you truly are and not rely solely on our emotions. Grace to trust that we will see you as we set our hearts and minds on watching for you. God, I pray for anyone who is doubting your goodness today, who is struggling to see your love for them, that you would grant them grace to believe, Lord, and not to despair. Amen. Over the next few minutes, I'll provide time for you to consider. Is there an area of your life that feels desperate, that you are in danger of despairing over? Tell God about it. Are you struggling to see His goodness today? Ask Him to reveal something small that's happened in the past 24 hours that is a reminder of His goodness in your life. Ask Him to help your unbelief. Today, I'd like to close our time out with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Once again, I am honored that you would choose to spend some of your precious time with me here. Thank you. As always, the questions from today's episode are in the show notes if you ever want to refer back to them. And if today's episode was helpful to you, please consider sharing it with a friend. I hope you'll join me again next time for another episode, and that along the way we'll both learn what it looks like and how we benefit when we're quiet on purpose. Until then, take a few minutes, take a deep breath, get quiet on purpose and enjoy God's presence with you, my friends. He loves you so much.